what's good? This is obviously what's good.
That was dumb.
I butchered that. It's probably like how the Oscars are going to be butchered.
That's so funny. What's good? You're part of what's good.
This is what's good. That's it, y'all. That's the show. I need the Looney Tunes bit to keep rolling. But hey, we wanted to have some fun with y'all. I've been gathering some funny clips and epic fails throughout the week that unfold right before my own very eyes. And I'm going to showcase that with you, the CCS family. So let's go ahead and let's have some fun here. So I'm going to get...
So us teachers would never ask you students to do anything we wouldn't do ourselves.
Holy crap!
3, 2, 1,
I don't think this is gonna.
You're gonna sit up here, Benny?
As you can see, some people are having rougher days than Marissa and me are having right now. But, you know, clearly we can all have a laugh. And I always kind of laugh at that one video, Marissa, where the guy's golfing. Like, I get that people want to say you got to play where the ball lies. But, like, really? Right next to a water? How dumb is that? Like, yeah, that's pretty stupid.
All I know is that trampoline thing. I was like, lawsuit.
That's happened to me before, actually.
You fell through a trampoline?
I fell right through a trampoline that was old. You know, because sometimes, you know, when, you know, 110-degree weather, people don't realize, like, those trampolines start to kind of feather out. I mean, who am I suing? I don't know. Wasn't my trampoline. But hey, you know, I can't thank everybody enough that for joining the Chris College Show Millennial Talk Show. Check out Inspired Julio Ramirez. He is a film critic that will be following the landscape of the Oscar season that's coming up this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let us know what's good. Who's going to win the big prize in the end? And let's also give a huge shout out again to Elsie and his solo project, Dead All Right. And you can check out his singles right now on audio streaming services. And I want to remind everybody, I do a video game talk show called Rage Quit with my co-host, Henrik the Wreck. We do that show live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. So join us. Let's have some fun. We'll give you guys the gaming news that you want to hear. Also, I have a brand new music podcast, Off the Fret, more music talk, featuring country star Amanda Cooksey from Music City, USA. That's Nashville, fam. And also, if you like what you're listening to, go to thechriscollinsshow.com and become a member today and get that free CCS t-shirt. For now, enjoy the weekend, fam, and I will see you next week. Peace! I wish you were here spending. What's good? It's Chris from the Chris College Show Millennial Talk Show, featuring Nashville singer-songwriter Amanda Cooksey, known for her breakup songs, crop tops, and TikTok covers, is a refreshing new voice in country music. Joins Off the Fret. More music talk. What's good, party people? Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2022, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Royals. There's got to be a better way. Hurricane Highway. Cannibal Kids. Amanda Cooksey. Astoria State. Kid Dad. Resounding. Sleep Cycles. Avenues. Freckles. Not to waste all my love waiting on you. Sophia Marie. Music Storm 2022.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again?
This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So, are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Oh, everything is everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So, if you get easily offended, this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what? I love it. Off the Fret. More music talk. Peace. Yeah, that's what's good. That is LC solo project dead. All right, and let's bring back on the Motley Crue. Before you go, LC, what are your plans for the coming months?
Keep going, releasing songs. One song every 3 weeks a month, approximately. And then at the end, a physical album.
Rock and roll. Very excited. I love it. So great. That is the best of both worlds. Now I get to figure out your track.
I get satisfied first, so that's all I care about.
It's only about what Marissa needs.
So I care about. Right.
Hey, but we can't thank you enough. As much as you are, you know, bird feeding me, like pretty much like it feels like mouth to mouth. I know that sounds a little weird, but that's what you're doing, all right? With you know, releasing your singles one at a time. I guess I'll have to cave in a little bit, LC. But thank you again for joining Strike Accord.
You just have to wait. Just hold out, Chris. Hold out.
Okay, fair enough, fam. Fair enough. LC, you've been an amazing soul. Much success moving forward in the year 2023.
Yes, awesome.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely, brother. And for everybody that's tuning in right now to the Chris College Show Millennial Talk Show, stick around as we have more left on the show. What's good, listeners? Joining us on Strike Accord is punk rocker LC to discuss his new solo project, Dead All Right, live on the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show. How's it going, fam?
Woo!
Hey, guys.
Hi, what's up, LC?
So I know we got some of the race factor happening.
You did not like Everything Everywhere All at Once? That's not... No.
Oh, so you're calling me out already. You're calling me out on my best Oscar
LC, yes!
So what fit the most for you, LC, when it came to Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Oh, it's just like a what the fuck movie. Like, you can't believe what you're seeing at all times. It's just what I love.
But like, what stuck with you? Because something about flying dildos and getting jammed up the ass with the butt plug just doesn't...
This is like the easy stuff.
And then, trust me, LC, that's like a film that I would like laugh and love to go
it's
to.
It's a couple of throwaway jokes.
I constantly felt myself hitting the pause on the remote.
But underneath, there's like a heart. It's anyway, I think there's like multiple levels in there, and I liked it.
But not all quite on the Western Front. I mean, that film felt like it was meant for the subwoofers and the sub bars at your home theater, even in the movie theaters. I mean, come on, man.
How about the Banshee? I'm just calling it there.
I think I just like weird movies.
You would like the Banshee then.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes. Wait. I have to say, if you have a good sense of humor, you would love it. It is definitely a quick wit. You got to be smart, which might be why Chris didn't like it.
Honestly, LC and I, we don't have time for any of that shit. I think LC does.
I think LC's got lots of time.
But LC, you know, as the front man for, you know, Brand New Lungs, what inspired you to start this solo project?
The pandemic, honestly. I just started writing songs for my other project, and then I kept going and I kept going, and I ended up with like 12-13 songs, like complete, everything done. So figured might as well just do it on my side, because I showed the songs to the other guys, and they're like, yeah, we did nothing in that.
See, I was about to reference that, because I bet, you know, as a band, you know, you have plenty of written material. So are you telling me that when you showcased it to your, you know, your other projects, they were just like, dude, LC, we love you to death, bro, but like, this just doesn't fit the mold of what
we're trying to do. It's just like the like in a band, people like to contribute to the songs.
So when you took 95% of the controlling of this solo material, that had a problem with your other band members?
Got carried away. They're okay with me doing the thing on my own. I loved the songs, and I just kept going, and I had a blast doing it. So I just ended up with like finished songs.
I was going to say, LC, since you didn't have to, you know, handle like, you know, creative differences or, you know, conflict within, you know, band members, you know, because Dead All Right is a solo project. Is this a blessing or a curse? Do you miss having a voice in your head, or is it better to work solo at times?
Sort of both, because like I'm free to take whatever direction I want and just take the time, put something on pause, go on something else, and just do like crazy stuff that I wouldn't have took the time to do it before. But then again, I have nothing to stop me, like to tell me, hey, this is a bad idea, or just like pitching band names or stuff like that. It's tough when you're alone.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what are some of the biggest challenges that you face when you're starting a solo project from scratch?
Not much, I'd say. Like, the toughest thing has been to find the band name on my side.
And so
super naturally, so.
And so, since you keep referencing the band name, and you had a hard time, at least, trying to come up with the concept that really stuck with you, because again, you are the solo man in the group, you have to vibe with it. So, Where did the inspiration for Dead All Right come from?
I searched for months, honestly, and like, it's tough finding a good band name that's not taken. Like, every time you have a good idea, you just Google that, and it's like a band in Wisconsin who got four songs out in 2016, and you're like, dang.
Ain't that the truth? And you're like, dude, I think I have a little bit of clearance now that you've been 5 years of not making music. Am I okay
all the usernames for Bandcamp, stuff like that.
I kind of feel like that's the case when you're even trying to come up with your own video game gamer tag. You know, nothing's sexy anymore. Do I really want like four or five digits at the end of my name? I never realized that's still like such a hard problem going into 2023.
People in like 50 years are gonna have names with like that long,
are gonna sound like Elon Musk's
kids. Yeah, exactly.
Is it gonna sound like you gotta decipher the code to actually open up the LP or single? No, and so, like, what sets you apart from Brand New Lungs to Dead All Right?
What sets me apart? I think it's just the approach. I always write the same kind of music. I don't really do a conscious effort to really go into one definite style. I just write songs, and they just end up the way they sound like. And I feel like my stuff is just 100% me, so... Like, the skate punk stuff is super skate punk, and the pop punk stuff is super pop punk. I feel like it's a bit more 100% what I like, I'd say.
And so what sets you apart from the rest of the punk rock genre? Or do you feel like you are embracing that sound?
I feel like I'm embracing it. I don't want to fall into, like, a category at the same time. Like, I don't want to be... pinpoint as like this genre and nothing else, but I mean, I feel like I'm part of the skate punk, pop punk scene, and I'm embracing it. It's fine for me.
And so I gotta show an image up on screen, because you guys, or you, I mean, excuse me, you had some incredible artwork promoting Dead All Right. Oh, sorry, Marissa, I'm all jumping on you. She's like, what the hell, fam? But I'm looking at this and I'm going, what the hell is that? I mean, you look like Tortilla Man from Slipknot, you know, and he might be picking up some inspiration from you. So when we spoke in private before the show, you were telling me that you are a horror fanatic who loves, you know, looking into Halloween masks. And so how did you create this thing?
Well, I had this idea because there's sort of a theme throughout the songs of like death and like, growing old and stuff like that. So I thought it would be a good image to have a zombie as kind of a mascot. So, but sort of a not a bored, but like a jaded zombie, like throughout the pandemic, who's kind of tired of being stuck inside and like he's worn out.
Is that what you portrayed us looking like if we were just isolated, like in a vault, like in the Fallout video game? Is that how we would look like, ghouls coming out?
Probably orange, yeah.
Orange. I haven't seen the sun or the rays.
So I had this idea, but I kept looking for masks online to kind of fit the bill. I just wanted to buy like a zombie mask. But online, all the zombie masks are like super aggro or like dead. Like, so it really didn't fit what I had in my head. So I just like bought two masks.
But you were telling me that you didn't even start from scratch. You were actually buying other Halloween masks and then you were cutting them apart. And then this is what you molded.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I took two masks and I stuck them together and I took some like liquid latex and I redid like the eyelids and I painted this, the thing and I added plastic eyes and I have it here.
So that's you're the Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, look at you got it right now.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, it looks even more ugly in person.
Yeah.
Do you plan to perform with that thing on?
No. Never.
Why? I think you should. At least one song. At least
or
one
what
song.
About the band Ghost? What about the band members if you potentially get some to play some live shows? Would you have them wear that?
I don't want anyone to wear that on stage ever. I wore it for the photo shoot for like an hour, and it was.
Did it start melting on your face like Corey Taylor?
Can't breathe in that. It's super hot. No way.
So let's go back to like the songwriting process. I mean, what factors did you consider deciding to release more singles than a full-length LP? Because this is a topic that Marissa and me bring up all the time on Strike a Chord.
It's hard for a new project to take off, first off. And I've gotten records out with my older bands and like, you put a record out and there's a buzz and everyone's talking about that. And there's like 2 weeks that are nice. And then after that, everybody forgets about it. So I'm trying that. Still not sure if it's a good idea or not, but, so far it's been working out pretty good. I'm, just treating it more like content than a full LP.
And do you think, you know, releasing singles over albums is more beneficial for, like, building a fan base and, you know, reaching new listeners? How so?
Yeah, because you always have a constant presence. Like, you start with the first one, and then, I don't know, 50, 60, 100 people see it, and then they like it, and then they share it. And by the time you get to the 10th, 11th song, it grew, like, naturally.
And so, when we talk about...
Sorry, Chris. Singles rule. I won again.
Because my whole issue is it's like I feel like with LPs, they tell a story. You know?
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. And the album is built like that. There's a flow.
You're not just like picking from, you know, written material that you're like, oh, this is jives. Like you're actually creating a concept.
It's an album, but it just comes out one song.
It's like The Last of Us. Honestly, it's like what Disney does. They feed you one episode or one song at a time. And then at the very end, you have a whole compilation and you can watch it from the beginning to the end.
But what do you think about artists like Roddy Radke, for example, from Falling in Reverse, who likes to release singles like every 1.5 years? Do you think that's a bad practice model, or what are you suggesting is like I'm going to be releasing a single like every 2 or 3 months?
I guess it's to each their own. I think the album format is sort of like an outdated thing now. It's
okay
it sucks to say that because I like albums, but with the social media and stuff like that, it makes way more sense to like release just songs.
And I have stuff set up like on my Apple where it's like I buy the album and then as the new single comes, a new song, like I get it and I get it and I get it. Yeah. And it just notifies me. It's like, oh, you got another song. I'm like, oh, cool. And I jump on that exact same day.
Ooh, a new song. And then you listen to it.
And I only pay like the $25.
Yeah. And it puts the spotlight more on every single song more than you release 12 songs at a time. And then there's 2-3 songs that are sort of like fillers that nobody really listens to.
Mm-hmm.
See, I feel like you're giving me a lot of smoke and mirrors. I don't know if you're telling me the truth, Elsie. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I'm doing here?
That was good.
Because,
that
you know,
in a
broader sense, you can refer to like any situation where, you know, people are trying to hide the truth or, you know, mislead others. I hope you're not misleading me. Okay. I hope there's a full length LP in the works, but is this directed to anybody? Because
it's all over.
Yeah, like, are you directing this towards, like, the music industry or some source out there? I mean, what is Smoke and Mirrors all about?
Smoke and Mirrors? Oh, man. It's more about, it's like one of the last songs I wrote. It's more about getting stuck in what you did in the past and, like, sitting on your ass at home during the pandemic and being satisfied with just rehashing old stories. Rather than go out and create new memories, you know?
Right.
That's more about it.
Okay, you know, but like, why do you think people sometimes use smoke and mirrors instead of being truthful and transparent?
I think some people think that like it's over. But I mean, when you get to a certain age, like 35, 40 or something, like I know some of my friends are like, okay, I had bands or projects in the past, and my prime is past. I've had some fun, and now I'm happy to have that in my head. But me, I want to like keep going and like create new stuff. So that's about it.
And I think you got amazing work cut up for you, LC. This is an amazing solo project you got going on right now. And your solo project, again, is called Dead All Right. And we're about to get ready to play your lyric video for that single that is called Smoke and Mirrors, live on the Chris College Show Millennial Talk Show. So let's get it on, fam. What's good, listeners? Good morning. Welcome to the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show. How you doing, Marissa Pitts?
Oh my gosh, I am ready for a movie night. I just want to like cuddle up on the couch, eat some popcorn, drink some drinks, and
watch a
movie.
Are you playing catch up? I know the Oscars are this Sunday.
I am. I'm so busy. I've barely been able to see all the video, the movies. I've seen a few of them. I know which one I have as my favorite. But I got to do some catch up. I got a lot of catch up to do.
What's the sleeper that you have not jumped onto it right away? Because I've seen them all. I think they're all fantastic, except one.
Which one do you not like?
Women Talking.
That's not what I'm jumping on.
It's completely horrendous. I mean, if they're going to put that film up there for Best Picture, they might as well.
Now I actually probably have to see it just because I got to see if it really is that horrendous. I'll be honest, like, and as a woman, this is horrible. It sounds horrible. It doesn't sound like the film that I'm like, oh, yeah, let me get it.
Is just so boring in this film. It's entirely based off written material instead of visual. So if you're into that sort of thing, I mean, you are a theater gal after all. Maybe it might stick with you.
I know.
But for myself personally, it didn't catch any wings on that level. But you know what was also fluttering my feathers a bit is The Last of Us season finale that's coming up this Sunday.
And so excited.
I just got to throw a bone into the mix because don't you think it's kind of funny how The Last of Us season finale has no worries about competing with the Oscars as they did with the Super Bowl? Remember when they actually changed the episode to be released later today on a Friday? Mm-hmm. They're like, nah, we're not going to do that. Do you have a feeling that's because HBO already recognizes that us, the millennials, and Gen Z are just not going to
tune into the Oscars. We're going to watch the highlights, clip back into it, see it on YouTube. I know for me, I'm The Last of Us. I'll be like, Last of Us!
We'll be the last of us to catch up.
I love the show. I'm all about it. It does not scream video game at all to me after episode two.
Yeah, I just kind of felt like it needed a little bit more of the deadly word that they didn't allow on set, the Z word, which was zombies. I'm just sort of missing it. I mean, they are kind of hyping it up that like this season finale might be that banger, but I won't spoil it for you, Marissa. But as the gamers who played The Last of Us, we kind of already know what's going to happen at the end. So will they have any real room to create all of those elements all at once for the season finale? I guess we'll see what's good, but I'm so curious on what the numbers are going to be like for The Last of Us viewership to the Oscars. And
I'm
going to
predict it now. It's going to be the lowest Oscar watching show to date.
Do you think it's because of The Last of Us?
I think that has a little bit to do with it, but I also think that people just really aren't interested anymore. I think that the Oscars are boring. Yeah, I love the dress. I watched the whole, like, what they're wearing, the red carpet. I miss Joan Rivers for that. God, I totally miss her. So I love the fashion, the thing. The awards themselves, I can just YouTube and go on it and see the highlights.
Yeah, no, that's such a great point. And that's the beauty about Twitter and Instagram and Meta. You know, you can catch up on all those things. And yeah, I mean, let's keep a lookout. I mean, I have a feeling it's going to be 3 million more viewers that are going to be tuning in for The Last of Us compared to the 95th Academy Awards. And let me set the tone right now for everybody that's tuning in live, wherever you're checking out this show on your mobile or your PC devices. We got an amazing Just Talking guest as Montreal Canada punk rocker LC and his new solo project, which is called Dead All Right. And also check out my music podcast, Off the Fret, More Music, More Music Talk, featuring Nashville country star Amanda Cooksey as my 8th installment. But all right, listeners, it is time to rock and roll.